You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Yeah, so we back again for the 99 year 3000.
Yes, sir.
Jack Tripper to the third power.
And it's your boy Tommy.
50 bodies.
Episode one.
We got a lot of good feedback from that pilot, man. Like, yeah, y'all really let us know what people was thinking and how y'all felt about the subject matter, which is awesome. You know what I mean? And y'all got to give us some feedback on that.
Yeah, so we appreciate all the feedback, man. Everybody who listened, everybody who came and gave us, you know, minutes worth of feedback and dialogue about it. Conversations.
Yeah. So shout out to y'all for being real with yourselves, listening to 48 minutes of truth and kind of analyzing yourself and the people around you. You know what I mean? We're going to do a lot more analyzing on this episode one. You know what I'm saying? We got a special guest coming in, a friend of ours, Lola, I believe, is coming in today. She ain't here yet, but she'll be here probably next, I don't know, half hour or something like that. Maybe before, who knows. But Tommy also got mad feedback.
Yeah, I got the hardcore feedback. Tommy, he got all the good feedback.
I mean, you know. Tommy say y'all was tearing him up, and I don't understand why, because, you know, Tommy really does not agree with the perspective.
I'm like, the guy who really doesn't 100% agree with him. We are like polar opposites when we have views on women. I mean, that's what's crazy about it.
I don't know about polar opposites, because I'm a player, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not. That's okay, polar opposites.
Yeah, you're polar opposites. Yeah, you might be right.
I guess if you don't know me. Well, actually, it was crazy because I was hearing this from people that do know me, so I don't know. But if you don't know me, I guess you would think, wow, he just agrees with him because he's on the show with him.
Like,
he's laughing.
But what was people saying, like, about, because, you know, my perspective was just that's what I put everybody on the same plane.
Yeah, same pedestal. It's just a method
and to me, it's some sort of truth to it, because it's a lot of little gray spots where you want to, you know what I'm saying, hit me with the, oh, that don't count. Oh, they names was the same. Oh, they was cousins, so the same DNA. It's only, I'm only counting one. Like, it's a lot of gray spots that I've heard, like, since we dropped this podcast, 50 Bodies, which leads me to believe that my, you know what I'm saying, analysis of it is primarily closer to being accurate than inaccurate.
And even if it's inaccurate, it's your opinion. That's what, at the end of the day, you have to respect it. I'm not about to make you believe. That's why I hate when you have a debate with somebody or you're talking with somebody. They want you to have to believe what I say.
That's true.
I listen to people and that's how you feel. Unless it's something I know is correct, that I can prove, then I can't say anything.
Because facts.
Even if we could look at statistics, it was slightly lower. But do they know? People are doing more than likely surveys and you know, asking for an honest opinion.
Okay.
So you still wouldn't know. But at the same time, it's your opinion, no matter if it's factual or false.
Well, the thing that gets a rise out of it, I think, the listeners, is that the fact that my opinion is closer to the truth.
And that's another thing. I feel like that may be another issue. It's like, a lot of times, like, somebody might be like, you know, if you tell a pretty girl you ugly, you know, she might be like, okay. But, you know, you might call an ugly person ugly, you know. They might be ready to throw them things at you. You know, it just depends, you know.
How does that ugly person automatically know that they ugly now?
Oh, I know I'm ugly. You know, that's like, just how it is.
I don't understand that. Like, so an ugly person know they ugly, and the cute person know they cute, though.
You know, sometimes, you know, it might strike a chord, even if it's not 50. Maybe it's 15. Maybe it's 20. But it's still a number that you're like, you know, why is he trying to? But and this is the thing that I didn't get. Because even if a woman has 50 bodies, even if anybody has 50 bodies, what does that mean about you? We didn't say it's a bad thing.
No.
We didn't say you're,
no judgment.
We didn't say you're a slut.
No.
You're a whore.
No. I ain't saying that.
We looked the other way. You
no
know,
way.
We Heisman or no all way. Of that. We didn't say any of that.
No way. That's in no way we were shaming.
You never said that. You didn't say, I don't want to be with a woman with 50 bodies.
I don't care.
You didn't say any of that.
I don't care. I take you.
And that's what I said. It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? But now the thing that we want to get on is ownership.
And that's the thing.
Ownership. We just want the conversation to come out for you to own your statistics. Okay. If you got good stats, awesome. But see, who's to say what stats is good and who's to say what stats is bad?
And that's what it is.
Feel me?
And this is another thing. It is not something that is highly illogical to be true. Mm-hmm. That's why I can respect it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is what's crazy, because like I said, it could be, you know, you could be seeing somebody with a different hymn every month, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
And you know they could do a gospel song with how many hymns they didn't have in a year, you know.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't think that it's really a bad thing, you know, to say okay, 50 bodies, because you start dating at 16, you start having sex at 16,
that's
and you got 10 hymns a year, you know, that's more than 60 bodies.
Hey, you ain't never lied, though.
Because sometimes I'm looking like, that's how many hymns is it? You know,
it's a lot of them, dog. It's a lot of it's a lot of he don't. Hey,
yeah, man, and it was only 3 weeks. It don't count. Yes, it does.
Hey.
But I don't believe that every woman has 50 bodies. Just like I don't believe that there's women that don't have 50 bodies.
I definitely believe there's more closer to that number in our.
And you're saying,
again,
in our generation, in our era, because sex is a lot more open in this generation,
yeah.
Which makes sense to why you would think that.
Which is the reason that I do.
And it's nothing you can argue, because sex is being embraced more than ever in this generation.
Whether you want to count it. And when I say bodies, this was another thing that, let me take a sip of my sauce. Hold on.
Yeah, clarify this, man. Moment of clarity.
This was another thing, too. When I was talking about bodies, okay, I counted that as entering of that body, okay, and that can mean anywhere, because I started to hear a lot of this oral sex thing as it
that's
don't count
body.
Either. That's a goddamn
that's
body,
a body,
okay? You cannot tell me that, because you want me to tell you why it's a body in my book? Because if you have a woman, if you have a wife, if you have a girlfriend, if you have a whatever you got that you serious with that y'all call each other all the time, and you go off, okay, and this your girl find out that another woman done sucked your willy, you feel what I'm saying, any day of the week, whether it be Monday through Sunday, she's gonna call that cheating, okay?
Yeah.
Because
you done let her
suck your little meat and all this old shit, you know what I mean? Hey, that's called cheating. You can guarantee she gonna call that cheating. So if she gonna call that cheating and she gonna count that as a body against you or me, then that's a body on you, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about, hey, you know how they get down when they was man, I done heard about stories of the youngins, you know what I mean? Certain religions, you know, they don't want to give up the virginity first, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you can hit that ass.
You know, the butt sex.
You know what I'm saying?
Know.
You can get the butt sex.
But that counts, too.
You can get that oral sex, and they doing all this shit, like, before they, quote, unquote, give up their virginity. Man, you got bodies, okay?
You got hella bodies.
That's bodies. Fuck what you talking about.
Hey, now that's
you got bodies.
If you give it, just because you give up the butt,
you know
it's,
what I'm saying?
It's the same
thing. Let's clarify all this shit, man, because to me, like, you can't hold something against a man as a cheating thing in any type of relationship that you wouldn't count as a body against yourself. So whatever it is, I'm talking about if a dude come and he just ate you out a little bit, you got a body. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Do that count as a body? Because he didn't enter a body. Okay.
Come on.
Is that, would you count it a body, Tommy?
I think so.
You would count that as a body? Fuck it. It's a body. Hit the bell, man. It's a body, man. Fuck it. It's a body, man. Okay. So, all right. So we count that as bodies too. Yeah. All of that counts as bodies, ladies. So, I mean, all this talk about he don't count. He just did this. I only touched this. He only put it here. If he entered your whole body, okay, penetration in your ear, in your nose, you got a body, baby. You know what I mean? Unless, I mean, you just gave him a old fashioned hand job, okay?
Which is kind of a body for us, because, you know, if we close our eyes, that's a body,
kind
you know?
Kind of a mental body.
That's a mental body for us.
But, I mean, that type of shit ain't going down no more unless you know what I'm saying, off some, I don't even know where that shit is going down no more. That shit might go down in, like, you know, ninth grade, eighth grade nowadays. Man, that shit might go down. I don't know.
And here's the thing that, you know, that I like to stress out is that no matter what, like, I don't think I stressed this enough. I don't care. Nobody cares.
That's the point.
It does
man.
Not
like,
change our perception. This is not 1995, you know, when she said, I slept with five guys, and you're like, yeah, we can't do this. This is
no,
not going to
no
work
way.
Out. This is 2018. Mean, anything is more believable now.
Hey, I won't believe that you're a virgin. That's one thing I won't believe.
And that's a possibility.
I'll likely not believe that if you tell me it. I mean,
at the end of the day, I could see maybe because of how society has placed sex with women, you could be offended. But I think it's only offensive if you're doing it in a negative light. He never said anything negative about it.
Never.
And I'm not about to get on this show.
We just want you to own your shit.
And again, when he said that, I said, I don't care what the number is. That's when I meet a woman, that is not what I think about.
I'm going to tell you this. And it don't, I'm not even going to, fuck what your number is. Let's talk about my number. Let's talk about our number. Let's talk about my number. Okay.
Just so, get into it.
You feel me? The thing about it is that we shouldn't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of my number. I'm going to own it. I tried to think about it the other day, okay? Because I think that men have just as many, maybe that don't count.
Men have.
Do you think we got as many that don't count?
They definitely are going to have closer to 50 bodies than women because their objective at times is to get a body.
Ooh.
As far as, you know, a woman, she's not thinking like that. Some women that do. But I'm just saying males in society, they're brought up to think that that's what is you're supposed to do.
Up in sex culture.
Yeah.
This was
you grew up like me and you were raised around women, you know, it doesn't work like that.
Well, okay, but I can understand that.
But most men, you know, they're brought up to think I have to have sex with a woman.
At this age.
At
or
this
age.
And I have to keep doing it. And the more it happens, the more of a man I am.
Ooh. You know. That's deep.
Yeah.
Because it does happen like that. And I mean, we all go through it, I guess, when you come up in a certain area or what have you.
Especially in an urban society.
Yeah. I mean, shit. Does that happen? That probably happens in
I mean, it happens
society,
in all, man. But in urban society, I mean, you listen to rap. A rock song ain't always about,
ooh,
I got these holes on
it's
my
dick. It's a lot of rapping about
That's
sex.
That's all they rap. And they want, in rap, they want your girl. They don't even want the, women outnumber, man, but the rappers want the girl that's taken.
so that brings up another thing. Like, we can't even keep it up to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
we want yours and the free ones.
Now it's competition in the game. You can't even go for a free girl. You know what
So I would believe that when you think about it, it's not just we think women are like this. We're thinking in society that is how it is.
Mm.
And that's not what I'm thinking. That's what he's thinking again. I got to clarify that.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't want anybody. How could you? think this?
Yeah, no, this is a lot. But, this is like 60% of how I feel. And Tommy, like, he always just contrasts it. So I thought that this would, we thought that this would be an awesome type of show to have, especially feeling as though, I believe that the shit is true, you know, just based on life and experiences and talks and, you know, dealing with all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I believe that it's a lot of possibilities for it to be in a person. It's not unbelievable.
No, hell no.
And that's what, you know, why I respect it, because it could be possible. And even if it's not every woman, it could be, you could have met a lot of women that are like that. So your perception is that, man, every woman that I meet has 50 bodies.
Yeah. Or you could think that every man that you meet got 50 bodies because we were striving to do that. And that's not a bad thing.
50
I mean,
bodies to a guy is probably light work to some guys. They're like, you know, that. So you got to think about it.
I don't even know if that's a high number, though.
To me, it's not a high number.
For us. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. At a certain point, we like striving to, and it's a long time. Like,
I've never strived to get a number. So
see.
I was with the same woman for like 8 years. Most of my 20s.
That's what I'm talking about, Tommy. Don't nobody be doing that, man.
Nobody.
In their 20s.
Yeah.
We trying to skate. I'm trying to skate in my 20s, man. You know what I mean?
I should have been, you know, roller rinking, but
talking
I wasn't.
I'm talking about heavy roller rinking, man. I'm trying. When I was in my 20s, man, you know, it seems so long ago at this point. You know what I mean? But back when I was in my 20s, man, that's your club days. You know what I mean? It's damn near still some college days. Like, you still hitting college parties. You know what I mean? You're trying to take something down in college parties. You know what I mean? Oh, you wasn't hitting no college parties, Tommy?
Man,
I was not hitting college parties. I remember we used to invite you, but you was always working.
We went to
Where you were working, we don't know. Okay? Yeah. We still don't know to this day. But we know you was working at all them college parties, dog. But yeah, college parties, you talking about Man, you talking about clubs. You talking about trying to get into the club before 21 and that whole 18 to 20 year old portion. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I was damn near married in my 20s.
Oh, man. Good grief.
That's what it was like.
How, Sway?
I don't even know, man.
Duh.
And I can't get it back.
I mean, it's like, what I would like to know what made you not like be a part of this whole sex culture that we were all raised in. Like, just
know.
Trying to grab ass and trying to get in where we've, how did you miss that shit?
I got siblings and like, again, we're polar opposites when it comes to dating. You wasn't playing
no booty tag as a young, you just missed the whole sex culture, dog. Like,
yeah, I wasn't focused on that.
That's real shit.
You know, I grew up, you know, thinking like I was going to be married, you know, have kids and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how I'm the only one who thought like that out of the family, but, you know, that's how I ended up, you know.
And then
even my mother asked, like, I don't know how you were like this. How did you grow up to be like this? You used to tell me a lot of stuff. That's how. But, hey, you know, and I just kept it. And because, you know, it didn't feel like to think like that was wrong. You know, I don't think it's to think like that is wrong. I know right
you
from wrong.
You probably had the right mindset the whole time. Yeah, you like living in the matrix. Yeah. Everybody else
so
is
So it's
bullshit.
Like, I feel like that's what I'm supposed to want. And it feels good when you think about it. So
it
that's
does
how,
feel good. But
that's how
like
I was, I kind of got like laser focused to that.
Okay.
You know? And that's why I, you know, missed the whole sex culture phase.
And I guess it ain't bad. I mean, you missed the fun time. You know what I mean? It was awesome. It was like Freaknik. You know what I mean? Yeah. For some people, you know what I mean? But
I mean, I didn't miss it yet. I'm still alive.
You know? Yeah. Oh, no. You can still turn up. You know what I mean? They can hit the bell one time for the turn up.
I'm still alive right now. You know?
But no, I mean, like, that. I guess you was raised right or something like that, Tommy. Like, I mean,
I wouldn't
not say
raised
that I was
right.
raised wrong,
I
but
I
like,
was raised with my own, you know, focus.
Yeah.
And nobody could change
I
that.
Was straight I,
life had to
horny.
Change. Life, I mean, I was too. But I just didn't
control that shit.
Yeah, I got disciplined. I went 2 years without sex after I broke up with my ex. So,
man,
I mean,
that's complete bull.
It's very complete bull.
That's complete
bullshit.
I mean, hey, and Tommy, have you been to a titty bar before?
Never. You've tried to get me to come a lot.
No, like, I remember you telling me that, and at points and times in my life, I didn't believe you, but you kept saying it.
Yeah.
You have never been to a titty bar before.
Never.
And the thing that I would like
I kept
to know
saying,
is,
I keep saying
like,
now the last couple of years, I'll go, but I still haven't been.
And that's crazy, dog. Because like as I've been going to the titty bar probably since
high school.
Yeah,
I remember because you asked me to go in high school. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, how the hell are y'all getting in there?
And I was,
and y'all
I was
like, y'all was having a ball. So you know,
ball.
A couple times I used to think like maybe I should go.
Like it was, we but, was having you know, a ball. It was so new then because it was like,
and you're in high school.
We're
first
in high
of all,
school.
So you're in there with adults, like living
adults,
an adult
like trying to be
time
grown.
Of your life as an adult
for sure. Like looking at butt naked women that like are. They all look so mature at that point. You're like, how can you women look this beautiful?
And we don't, and we respect sex workers. Another thing we got to let y'all know. We love them.
Okay. I didn't say I love them.
You love strippers, man.
I like them. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the same thing. We don't mean love like, you know,
I can respect
real
the
love,
hustle. I'm not going to say I love
we don't,
strippers.
We don't think we're above strippers. We
no,
don't,
no,
so
no. They got
we,
to do
well,
what
we
want to
clear
do.
That, too. You know, as
yeah,
they said, we didn't respect sex
respect,
workers either.
I respect the hustle in a stripper.
I just had to throw that in.
What I don't respect is that, and Tommy, you probably wouldn't notice because you've never been to a titty bar, but through the years when you go to a titty bar, sometimes you see the same stripper in there year after year after year after year after year. And you know, the first time you meet the stripper, it's like, well, I'm doing the stripping because, you know, I'm paying for school and I'm paying for this, that, and the third. And it's like, okay, that's admirable. I can respect that. But then, you know, when you get from 18 to 28, and you see that
stripper.
Same stripper in there, like, and it's like, okay.
And I know you're getting a bag
how many,
now.
You have a
definitely
doctor?
Getting
you,
a bag.
Have you gotten a master's? You should have all of the degrees. Yeah. Like, you should have a stake in this titty bar at this point. And
yeah, it definitely
I
should be a pinch and attached
I don't believe
to that
position
that
that's the case. I don't believe that's the case. And I feel like, at that point, you are not justified for saying that you are under hashtag 50 bodies because you've been in there in that you like that pole. Okay. You like that environment
and
you like
that pole,
position.
Ladies.
Okay. And what I'm saying is
too.
All I'm saying is and to come back, I say that to say this. No, I can't put 50 bodies on every woman, but there are some women who just like to fuck. Okay. And it is the same women that's in them titty bars, okay, that go in there and they can work there for 10 years, that they enjoy that environment. They enjoy the invigoration of the dope boys who come in there. They enjoy the music, the other strippers. They enjoy the food, the liquor, all of the perks. And there are women who enjoy all the perks of everybody that they deal with.
Yeah, because it's just some, like, you could go into a strip club and find out who got 50 bodies because they'll be selling that body, first of all. So that's a different, I think we were talking more so about it doesn't matter what kind of woman we're talking about, but
100%.
Yeah, so 100%. You're right.
100%. And then the bottom line about it is, I'm gonna tell you this, when it comes to me and when it comes to 50 bodies, I honestly would have to actually sit there and really go back and think about shit, because I'm honest with myself and I know the things that we did when we were kids. Like, I remember sometimes it wasn't even kids. It was, you know, early adulthood. You know what I mean? Like, we was just, it's, I mean, even when you go to the titty bar, Tommy, like, there, you know, prostitution goes on.
Of
you
course.
Know what I mean? Like, in the U.S., in
a lot
where
of strip clubs got closed down because
they,
of
they,
it.
They in there.
That's how I said
you could
walk in there and know who has it, because if they're working there every day and you can purchase something from them, then you know they have 50 bodies. They may have more.
They in there selling ass.
Especially if they've been in there for years doing that job.
Flat out. And I don't understand how you could be in there for years doing that job and not progress unless you actually like doing that job.
Somebody it's probably the money. Dealing drugs.
Our guest is here. Let me check real quick. Yo, plug real quick, Bullies and Buddies.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Bullies and Buddies gym. That's going to be coming soon. It's a big movement. We got a big strategy for the APBT community. So we want you guys to follow Kingston the Bull. He is a legendary dog. We want you to keep following him. Subscribe. We're going to have a lot working for him.
Word, Lola's here. I'm about to go scoop her right now. Give me a quick second.
All right. Well, ladies, he's left the building. But yeah, the whole thing about, if I want to go back to the 50 bodies situation, the whole thing is we weren't trying to bash women. This was this man's opinion. And we're going to even get a female opinion on this. So it's going to be something that we clarify on this episode. We kind of, you know, just wanted to go in depth with this one. So we're going to really look into it. And again, I'm not about to, you know, come on this show and you know, make like, you know, I'm Derek Jackson or something like that, and you know, and pander to the women and make like I'm going to be in here like, no, you're wrong, because I respect this man's opinion. So if you want that, you're going to have to go to Derek Jackson's page, because that's not me. But I do love and respect women. But I'm going to let this man, you know, we go back like hood rats and baby fat. So it's no way that I'm going to sit here and, you know, battle him for something that I already know about. We've talked about this before, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to say that.
Game spitting, and will game giving. Yeah. Hey.
But wait, I will talk about what this is my problem with 50 bodies. Yours is, you know, the strippers and that. My problem is this. I mean, you guys probably seen Highlander, right?
No, Highlander. I've seen Highlander before. Right. For sure.
You know, was it Duncan MacLeod? You know, every time he killed someone and you know, he got a body, you know, he would gain more power every time. Every time, you know, a lightning would strike, you know, he starts flying up in the air. Everybody, you know, is more power. And this is what bothers me. If you got 50 bodies and you're mediocre at sex, that's where I have the problem. Mm. And that's where you get rolled up and throughout the window. You should be getting more power every time you get a body, it's not worth it.
Good game. Hey, because I definitely have had some situations where there have been some terrible sex work. And when I mean terrible sex work, I mean just laying there. I mean, even for the 6 minutes that I got to give up, you should be putting in heavy work for them 6 minutes. You know what I mean? Because that could possibly boost my confidence.
And if this show was named after me, I couldn't even call it 5 bodies.
Flat out.
And you know, women would make like they got the best vagina in the world. And it's never the case.
Flat out. Flat out. I don't understand.
I just, you know, want to address that. So,
and I ain't tripping.
You know, I give my all, you know. I don't want to carry, I don't want to carry the team.
You give your all?
Yeah, I don't want to carry the team like LeBron, you know, especially when you're the one with 50 bodies, you know.
Hey,
saw what it did to LeBron, you know. So, and that's why I guess we pack up and move to another team, you know. So I just want to, you know.
But
if you got 50 bodies, you know.
But check it out, though.
Gain something from it.
It was also a question I had that I had asked my sister-in-law about it was about waxing. It was basically about a waxing commercial that we saw about Brazilian waxes and blasé splee. And I'm like, well, the waxing that you get done, like, is it done by a female or has it ever been done by a male before? And she was like, no, hell no. And I'm like, well, okay, but that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yeah, but I just wouldn't feel comfortable about that. Okay. I can understand that. Okay. It's cosmetic. But how about your doctor? You know, gynecologist. Have you ever had a male gynecologist? Because his job is to work on your coochie too. And I ain't saying it like, you know, it's just
on your coochie too.
It's just some like, but he is actually there to make sure your coochie's cool. I mean, that's his occupation, to make sure your coochie is cool and healthy and all that good stuff. So,
but
she also told me that she would not be comfortable having a male doctor, which I personally didn't understand, because he is there to, he's been studying. He might be old, you know what I mean? And I mean, he's seen hundreds of thousands of coochies. It probably don't even click a thing in his mind to be like, okay, you know, I'm going to like look at this in a different way. You know what I mean? But I don't know, because I'm not a woman. So actually, we have Alola in here right now. I would like to get a female perspective on some of the things that we're talking about, so we don't just sound so chauvinistic, because I know y'all still going to be thinking that.
Oh, yeah.
So
welcome to 50 Bodies. Right now. You know,
welcome to 50 Bodies, Lola. Hit the bell one time for Lola. This is our first guest, and she is a female, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Come on in close so we can really hear you
okay.
and all that. So first of all, I want you to chime in on this thing with the wax mm-hmm. specialist, because I don't understand why a woman would not be comfortable with a male spa guy to mm-hmm. wax the cooch, but you're okay with him to examine and flounder around in the cooch being a doctor. I don't keep breaking down. Please give me some.
Yeah, I have a male doctor. I've always had a male doctor.
Shout out to Dr. Man.
Shout out to the Dr. Man guy. Okay?
Multiple male doctors. And I just look at it as a medical thing that needs to happen, and it's not a sexy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last time I got my vagina waxed, it was a Brazilian, and she was all up in there.
So when you say all up in there, do you consider that you didn't consider the last thing a sexy thing.
Because there's like a utensil that's inserted into your vagina and cranked up. And, you know, it's just, and also there's a nurse or another person in there, you know, to make sure everything is going okay.
Oh.
But the wax is just a one-on-one intimate situation.
Candles lit.
Yes.
it's really intimate like that. Like
dark setting. You know, probably got some music going.
Are you serious? Like that really happens in there?
Shit, I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Like, tell me something you got experience with this, bro.
It's not, like, fun either way, but I just wouldn't be that comfortable with a man that up close, because the doctor is going just, like, kind of in your vagina, but the wax person is up through the lips.
You.
She's all up in there.
But so you're telling me that the gynecologist
they
just go on one path. It's not around.
It's a medical path.
Yeah.
Not sexual.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But okay. Let me throw this in there. Does this matter if the wax guy was gay?
Oh, right. Gay. Is he for real gay or is he fake gay? Like Jack Tripper on Three's Company was fake gay to live with ladies.
Oh, it wasn't. Shout out to Jack. Hit the bell for Jack Tripper. Shout out to OG to the Jack power. Tripper, man. We the third power hour here.
That
you know
could be
saying?
An expert level creep tactic to get.
Expert level creep.
Especially because it's not like they do a background check. Is he gay?
Is he really gay?
Put
the check in for the gay guy. I mean, I don't know, because I feel like if the guy is gay, that it, for some women, will give them a sense of
comfort.
More comfort.
Oh, okay.
Then, like, But what if he's like brute gay? Like,
oh, no. Like you can't even
man,
tell.
Man gay. But like, yeah, no, I do waxes, but
I'm gay.
I like dicks. Yeah, that's just the way it is. But he's like extra brolic about it. You know what I mean?
Even I guess. Masseuses, I've always gone to women.
Really?
But I had one guy,
masseuse,
and it really did turn into something sexual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, hey, for real.
Was it voluntary?
Yeah. Hey.
It just happened. See, okay. Well,
Hey, look.
So,
my brother is a massage therapist. You know, he told me of a story about massaging a lady, and all of a sudden she started moving. All you heard was...
Right.
So and you know, after that moment, I said, "Oh, he'll never give my girl a massage." First of all, and two, it made me never trust him again.
Okay, so now you're giving me an idea about massage therapist number one. But that's B. Also, I don't think that just goes for men and women. Like there are women who are also seductive who could also try a woman on the massage table. I don't think that should add any different level of security whether you are. That's where I'm getting at. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a man and you're giving massages, yeah, I could knock you off. But if you're a woman and you just happen to pull the right trigger, she could also get, you know what I'm saying? She could get it in, too.
Get her nibble on.
Like, I don't, is that a safe occupation now anymore?
Because I think it's a smart occupation when you think about it. I'm in the wrong occupation.
Everybody can try it sounds like. And it sounds like many people can and will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should invest in the
massage. Hey, because I used to get massages, you know, and the lady kept, you know, rubbing on my legs, like in my inner thigh and rubbing her hair on my face. I used to, you know, get a little blood in that area.
It sounded like you had an experience, Tommy. Yeah. It sounded like you had an experience.
No, it was
one time I had a professional, it was from an old-ass lady.
See,
okay.
See, I
not
had,
to say she
I
wasn't horny.
Pretty women.
But she did not try me. And she did not
No happy ending.
Like, it was no happy ending. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't try for a happy ending, but...
Why not?
There's a little blood in that area.
Why you wouldn't try for a happy ending? What is a female happy ending?
Get that...
It starts with an O. I hope.
There's some additional rubbing in some areas.
Oh, okay. Okay. So well, just knowing that it's one there, it can happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, shout out to the happy endings and everyone who gives happy endings. One time for happy ending. But, yo, so we also were talking about a little bit earlier, me and Tommy. What was you talking about, Tommy, with the before we got into the gynecology stuff?
Oh, 50 bodies?
50 bodies.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you know, did you hear the show?
The first one, yes, I did.
So, okay. This is so just
she's the
question.
A listener. Shout out to the listeners.
Shout out to the real
Lola
listeners.
Lola is a real listener.
Good or bad feedback. We love the 100. Listeners. Mm-hmm. But this is my question. If somebody was to say that they think you have 50 bodies, would it really bother you?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because...
Or they think you have 50 bodies.
That would mean it's like an assumption that I'm a whore.
But how does it?
How
that's
do you
the
associate
thing.
That
we,
to whore?
Yeah, I don't think.
Why
it
does
means
that
you're
go
a whore.
To whore?
50 people is a lot of people. Now in real life, when you break the math down, right?
I hear game coming. Now, can you scoot in a little bit closer, Lola? I hear game.
If you know you start having sex at, you know, like 18, right? I'm 34.
Shut up. Okay. Shout
that's
out to the
that's a lot
bracket,
of years. And if you haven't had like a boyfriend or a girl, well, we're talking about women. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had a steady relationship for a block number of years, it is very easy to increase your number of bodies. But the problem is that it is looked down upon because if you're just out here sleeping with everybody or sleeping with multiple people, you don't look desirable, you know, to a man.
But this
if,
is the
if
thing.
If you say that you, so you know that I don't
okay. agree with that.
Okay. Me either. Go ahead,
because you know, it's just like, you know, my car has, you know,
some miles,
80,000 miles on it, but I'm not going to stop riding
flat out.
I love that car.
It I got 122,000 on it.
Yeah,
that.
When I clean it up, I can slap its ass. You know, it's nice. You know, I
flat out.
You know, I kiss it sometimes.
Flat
you know,
out.
I kiss it in public. You know,
flat out.
I'm not gonna be like, oh, this has 80,000 miles on it. I can't drive it.
Okay.
It runs like it has no miles on it, and that's all I care about.
I will say, as I've gotten older, the stigma has decreased.
And this is the thing.
So you would say for our generation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because. You know, even dating now, I kind of have to consider people are going to have kids. People are going to have ex-wives and things like that just because of the age range that I'm in. So you have to consider at 34, 32, 30 that people have been with a number
flat out
of people. But to straight up look at me and don't know me and say you look like you've been sleeping with 50 people, that is an insult.
Let me chime in on this one, Tommy.
Okay, you got okay. this one, Jack.
Because okay. I heard a key word there, which was sleeping with.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I consider bodies maybe a little bit more than the average person would consider a okay. body. Okay, so when I consider a body, you know, I didn't have to enter through your coochie. You could have just gave me some head.
What? And
I could, yeah, oh yeah, I enter.
Who
when
does
I,
that?
Penetration.
That sucks.
Penetration. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because
Planned Parenthood will tell you.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Shout out Planned Parenthood.
Shout out Planned Parenthood. Boom. Shout out Planned Parenthood. I'm gonna tell you why. Because me and Tommy were talking about this. If I had a woman, I had a girlfriend, I had a wife, I had a significant other, whatever mm-hmm. the case, and I went out and I just frivolously got me some head from somebody. Boom. I got me some head. Fuck it. I'm getting head. And then I come back home and I happen to tell, or it slips out, whatever the case is, that, hey, did you get some head from Sylvia? yeah, Sylvia gave me a little bit of head. Oh, you cheated on me.
Oh,
you
that's
ain't
not a body.
Shit. Oh, wait a minute. So I cheated on you because Sylvia gave me a little bit of head. I didn't bone Sylvia. No, you boned Sylvia's face. That's cheating. Because
we can
you.
Play those technicalities.
Okay, so since I have a body now and I'm considered a cheater, then the people who you've given head mm-hmm. to, let's just say before you even lost your quote unquote virginity, mm-hmm. five guys, because I like to suck dick for a minute to see what it was like before I did this, because I like these guys and I knew I didn't want to have sex until I was 18. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to you. Hit that bill for the 18. Then that, my friend, Jack Tripper to the third power would consider five bodies before you even got penetrated below the waist.
Mm.
Now, would you care to chime in on that? Because I personally feel like I'm right.
I just disagree.
Oh, wow.
A body to me is penetration. It's actual sexual intercourse over 5 minutes. Both people have to come.
Over
you have
5 minutes?
To be
what?
Wait a minute, penetration. That penetration has to be anywhere below the waist, or it can be. It just has to be below.
You
what
know
do you mean
what's
by penetration?
Interesting, the people who's
for guys, but our
you only
know,
have
what
one.
We do. What we do, we could have a body just by you know.
That's why our
you,
shit
if
is different.
You hold
different.
Your hand like this. You know,
oh my!
If we
goodness.
Close our eyes, that's a body.
What mentally? He's talking about mentally. Though. He's talking
because
about he's talking about
have.
A good
because of what
hand
we have.
Job mentally. Okay, that's enough. But now what I'm talking about uh-huh. is when you say penetration, mm-hmm. I think that you're just talking about below the waist mm-hmm. penetration, which I consider half the ways of penetration.
And if she there added are, for more than 5 minutes too.
Hey,
shout out my
5 minutes
my minute man out
penetration.
Here.
Penetration. Yo, shout him out. Yo, once half of them.
Because y'all count.
What I want to know, you don't consider oral sex penetration?
It's not. It's a form of sex.
I don't know,
because
your tongue,
wait a minute,
tongue
wait a minute,
you will stick that
hold
tongue
on.
In there sometimes.
Hey, wait a minute, Huckabee. Hold on, Huckabee. You said you don't consider it.
It's not penetration, sex. But it is a type of sex. Yes.
Oh, it's not penetration, but it's a type of sex.
Yes, it is.
It's not penetration.
Which will be why you were cheating, why you would be considered a cheater in a committed relationship.
Because it's a type of sex, but it's not
sex.
Penetration. Basically, it's not. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's a type of sex.
It's a type of sex, mm-hmm. but it's not. I feel like I'm still penetrating your head if... My
that's what I'm saying. For a man,
going
we
in your
we,
mouth.
When we go to work, we got.
I
the
feel
same,
like that's penetration. I mean, maybe we're gonna have to take some comments on the SoundCloud.
Okay, yeah,
I want y'all to chime in and let me
if
know if
that
you think
counts as a body.
Head
or not. Yeah.
is okay. Number one, does it count as a body?
Well, here's the thing. I'll give you some leeway on that because
oh, now we get leeway.
Because
leeway.
Shout out
because
to the
leeway.
If you think about like two friends or something like that, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, you're not supposed to smash the homies.
Not supposed to smash the homies.
Hey, but I would though. Shout out to the homies.
But okay. So I'll give you this because if I gave John head and Jim is his best friend,
right.
I really shouldn't have fucked with Jim because even though me and John didn't actually have sex with penetration, it was a sexual act.
Okay.
So that means his friends is out.
Done.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you, I see where you're going.
Okay. I respect that. I mm-hmm. respect that boundary line. But I still feel like head is a body.
Okay.
And you know, this is my take on it. I don't really, I like when I meet a woman, I don't even think about how many people has she fucked.
Mm.
That's not what comes into my mind.
I don't either.
That's why, like the whole conversation. Even if he thinks that, how would you know?
Have you never thought of that? Like
never.
Just, oh, never.
I'd never say how many people has she slept with.
Okay.
I'm thinking, when I was younger, is she cool? Is she, you know, mm-hmm. she gonna lie? Is she gonna stay the same? Like, I'm thinking about real stuff. Like, how many people she slept with does not come across my mind.
How have you been this mature your entire life, Tommy?
I'm very immature. I'm just mature about certain situations.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very immature.
I've been asked that by an ex-boyfriend.
How are you so mature?
No, how many people have you slept
with? Well, that's
with?
Different. When you break up, you're just trying to see if he can.
I'm interested to know what the answer is.
When you break
was.
Up, you're trying to see if you
how
can sneak
you
back in.
How did you answer that? Hey. If you answered it at all.
I don't know if I answered it.
Did you just divert the question or was it like...
I think because he really wanted to know like who I slept with.
More so than how many?
How many. Because I mean, we come from a similar background. Yeah. So he really wanted to know who I messed with that he knows.
If Johnny hit it, I know I can't come
question.
Back.
Yeah.
Like that. If Johnny, if Derek hit it, I could still come back. Yeah. But if Johnny hit it, it's
that's
over.
A valid
it's
question.
A
I would also want to know, especially if we know the same people.
Yes.
Now that's a different person. I don't need a number, but if a girl I talk to, you know, Smash Jack Tripper, she needs to tell me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or somebody that she
that's
knows
a lot.
That she knows that I'm cool with. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know that, why would you have me? Hey, what up? And you know, he looking at her like, yeah, I hit that.
Yeah,
shit.
I hit that. Mm-hmm.
And
ooh, that's
dirty. And that's what the last episode was about. Like, don't make this perception.
Oh yeah.
If it's something else going on, that was what I was saying.
Okay.
And you do not want to be talking to somebody and they hit your girl and you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a hell of a feeling.
It's probably a horrible.
It's a lot of people like that though.
It is.
Like
I've come across so many men who like to brag about stuff like that. So I already know that I don't want to feel like that because it just when you're hearing a story, you're like, damn, it's kind of messed up. So imagine if it was you.
I mean, do you feel like?
But I don't care about a number, as long as it's not a number of my friends.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's okay. I can respect.
That's why I said in a pilot, it's the homie. Like,
yeah. You don't want it to be the homie.
You don't want it to be
if
the homie.
Anybody, just don't let it be the homies.
Yeah.
Okay. I can actually really respect that. But I also feel like there's a lot of people who wouldn't be your homies that could add up to that 50 bodies. And the reason I say that is
because, but I wouldn't care.
I mean, I wouldn't care either.
I'm a still handle business.
But I don't.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
As long as, you know, she don't have, you know, a friend that's never going away, you know, we're good. And the engine in the car still run, I'm still going to ride that boy as many times as I can till the wheels fall off.
I can understand that.
And I'm not going to trade it in for a new one. I'm just, you know, fix that one up. That's my project now.
I can 100% understand that.
That's all it should be.
But
at the end of the day.
I want to talk a myth buster real quick.
Okay.
So, MythBusters, and the reason I wanted to
shout out to MythBusters.
Shout out to MythBusters. Shout out to MythBusters. But anyway, yeah, I want to shout out. I'm drunk. So, check me out.
Come on. Show fuel.
Show fuel is on me. So, look, I want to ask Lola, if you sit back and think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you try to think about maybe how many people, I guess, in the world when it comes to all nationalities, all right, I guess even in different areas, like cultural areas, because a big thing that I had a discussion with my homeboy was, he was like, I was talking to him today, he was like, well, people over there in the DR and in Thailand, their whole culture is based on sex. And I was like, you know, they also sell fruits and vegetables. Like, you know, they have other imports and exports. So, like, do you think that other cultures are any more sexual than the U.S.?
100%.
Okay. I don't. Okay. So, I don't feel like you answered that too slow.
You got the red light district.
You said.
What do you mean? We got Las Vegas here,
no,
man.
No. You said our other culture is more sexual.
I'm saying
us?
Like there is the
Japanese,
as far as
Asian,
their culture
the Asian
being
community.
Built around, I guess being built around it, like, because he was telling me, like, he thinks that they're like every woman there just survives off of selling ass, basically. Like when it comes to these more impoverished areas,
that's not where their GDP is from.
And maybe just as many, like in many areas, like when you think about,
that's not their only economic, you know,
But that that's not their only economic nothing. No, it's not. But he was saying it as if if there's a huge lien, that that's like 75% of it. You know what I mean? Which I don't.
I don't think so.
But I feel like those same numbers could be comparable to the U.S. is what I'm saying. I don't think that you should hold the U.S. on any less standard of sex exploitation when it comes to a woman or a man, for that matter, because they're selling ass here just as quickly.
But it's more.
They might not say that it is
just as sexual as America is, though.
So I think America might make more money.
Probably
off
make
sex,
more money off
selling
of it because it's
than anywhere else.
It's more, it's more, you know, organized in this country where you can make a profit off of it than you could in the DR.
Okay,
you know.
When I visit the DR, everyone is aggressive.
On what?
Sexually aggressive.
Men are sexually aggressive.
Men and women are sexually aggressive because I view it as they are trying to get out of the country. Mm. So it's a different.
I think that's prejudice.
Me, okay.
But you just made a statement about other countries.
You telling people that you love them, and the first day that you meet me, you don't think that's because you try. I am a lovable person.
I mean,
am
you
awesome.
Are. I was about to say. I mean, you could be a very lovable person. Like, what do you mean?
Here's what I have to say about sexuality in the U.S. against other countries. I just think other countries are more accepting and open of it. The U.S. Shuns it and forces you to do shit underground. And
but
it's,
really,
and it's
they love it though. The
right.
people that shun it, the senators and governors,
yes.
who, you know, shun
they're
sex,
the ones
you know,
funding it.
They're the ones, you know, have like 10
yes.
prostitutes on speed
100%.
Dial.
It's not an open thing. You're looked at differently if you watch porn or if you get a prostitute or whatever, where in other countries like Paris.
It's normal.
Wait a minute. You said you're looked at differently here if you look at porn?
Porn, prostitution.
Here?
Back pay.
In the U.S.?
Yes, I look at people differently if they like prostitutes.
You look at people differently if they like porn?
I don't watch porn, but no. But you know, there's a sector.
I love
there's
porn.
A sector.
Porn is like a multi-billion dollar industry.
But there's
here.
A sector of people who will
a
not
huge sector.
Outwardly
what do you mean, a sector?
Say that they like porn
I
and
love
that
porn.
It's good for you.
Very
I'm not here to bash porn.
No,
I don't care.
Yeah,
don't
porn shame.
I don't care.
I don't want you to porn shame, but I just feel like we've opened up a nice door there as far as because porn, with it being such a huge industry, I mean, it might be right next to drugs. I'm not sure, but it
right.
could be like cocaine,
well, it's a billion dollar
porn,
industry, but
and
it's
then,
legal.
Bread and wheat and stuff like
but
that.
But you see, but they're not showing porn on regular TV, you Are, know.
What?
They're increasing.
You mean not like antenna TV, which no one has? Because if you go and you have cable, you can get Skinamax. I mean, they fucking
that's
on there just
porn.
Not showing. It's not real porn?
That's weak ass. That's
that,
weak
wait
as
a minute, wait a minute. It's, it, okay, it's called soft porn is what it's called,
yeah.
number one.
Soft
it
porn.
Is a variation of porn. So, yes, it
we're
is
talking
porn.
About porn.
Porn it has a large number of categories, and we both know this. And it branches off in many different areas, okay? Soft porn and hardcore porn are two different things, buddy. And Skinamax, I would say, is softcore porn. You show titty, you show ass, only thing you don't show is genitals. That is soft porn, dog. What do you call soft porn?
I don't know, man. It's
I mean,
not.
Tell
it's
me,
not
a waste
porn?
Of time.
That's what. Thank you. It's a waste of fucking time.
Shout out to the engineer, man.
Okay.
Randy. Shout out Randy.
For knowing
it's a waste of fucking time.
So what's your point?
Okay, my point is, okay, let me whip all the way back around. Since porn is a huge quadri-trillion-dollar industry, okay, and there are a lot of women in the porn industry
and men.
100%.
We don't have
time for my feminist views.
The men are not the stars.
No. I want you to open up. There are way more women in the industry, I'm sure you will agree, than men.
Yeah, because they recycle. They recycle
porn,
the same
so
men.
Okay,
so
you don't watch porn.
They recycle the same men.
Tommy, how much porn do you say you watch on a daily basis?
A good amount.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and drop just instances. We don't have to put like time variations, but let's say if you turn on porn, how many times a day would you turn on your porn per day?
Oh, just once.
Just once.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm
more of a three time a day.
Too much to do for
I'm more of a three time a day. I'm going to look at probably three different scenes.
Well, I'll look at multiple scenes, but just at one time.
Okay, I respect that. Yeah. All right, so maybe I might come down to two times
time.
A day.
One block
maybe,
of time.
Maybe in the two times in the evening or something like that if I got time. But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway.
This is a busy life, man.
You watch a lot of porn, okay? Because if you're watching it one time a day and you're watching it 5 times, 7 days a week, and you're watching it, you can do the math, okay? you're watching a lot of porn, and your porn that you're watching is free, because I know you're probably watching it on some free streaming
service.
Come
on, man. Who's paying for porn?
Okay,
I don't
no
pay
one's paying
for
much.
Porn anymore. Man, I change my name on Netflix every month. Man.
Okay, flat out.
I'm paying for shit.
The point is, you know that there are more female actors in
porn.
Yeah,
they use the same guy, and they get
they
new
use
women.
The same
whack ass.
Whack.
Got it.
Bedazzled. Old jacket wearing.
Hey, Ron.
Shout out Ron Jeremy. Oh, you know
shout
about
Ron Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Iron Legend.
Iron Legend.
I know names, Mr. Marcus and Pinky. We don't, I know names, but I couldn't
okay, like, I feel
like
pick
you watch them
porn.
Out.
Yeah, okay, I feel like you watch a little bit.
Mr. Marcus is probably a pop retired, culture. I think. They're a part of pop culture.
You might be right.
Yeah.
Pinky,
I've never
Pinky
seen
was hot
them.
Pinky definitely was in the video.
10 years ago, she was hot.
I'm not sure how you would know about Mr. Mark. Oh, you know
people
what?
People make fun of him. They do impressions
Superhead.
Of him.
He had a song, too. Yeah.
He was in there with Superhead,
yeah,
too.
Superhead.
He got a little notoriety through her.
Superhead going through the ring.
I read that book.
Oh, Superhead's book?
Uh-huh.
Was it interesting to you?
It was. It was good.
Did she describe her whorish ways? Because mm-hmm. I did not read it, and I'm not interested.
She did. She really did.
And was her whorish ways justified in your
I mean, she's living
whorish ways are subjective.
That's
too.
Yeah.
That's not.
I can't
that's not,
judge
that
woman.
Slut
dang,
shame on whorish.
Did I just shame her just now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Shout out to the shamers because I didn't mean to.
Yeah. So this is
She was living her life, getting what she could out of life, and she flipped it into money. I mean, people don't.
Some people do it for free.
Yeah.
Okay. So you saying she played the game right?
She played.
She was one of the first people to embrace her 50 bodies. Yeah.
She was.
Okay. And yeah. I gotta respect her.
And I was still talking.
Shout out
to her.
Hit her with a bell, man.
And I definitely wouldn't judge her if I met her.
You would still rock with her.
Yes, I
would. You would marry her.
I don't know if I would marry her. I don't know what kind of person she is. But we'd go on some dates. I can guarantee that.
You'll give it a shot, though.
Oh, definitely.
Because you obviously know she's experienced.
Yeah.
Very much.
Okay. So that could benefit
you.
You
can't just
possibly.
Get that name by now.
That's true. That could definitely be an attribute.
She has a highlight reel. I've studied the tape. I'm ready for that game, coach.
Let's go, guy. What's up with this guy, man? Yo. Okay, so back to porn, though, because I do want to get back to porn, because for me, this is almost more justifying this 50 bodies thing that we talk about, because when you talk about porn, man, you got professional porn and you've got amateur porn. You've got aspiring porn that they're trying to get up to big level porn, because, you know, nowadays you can do porn on your own. Mm-hmm. You can just stream your own shit.
Hey, and porn stars, they got hundreds of bodies.
They got bodies.
And the vagina still, you know, look like
they got hella
look
bodies.
Like it hasn't even been
now,
used.
That might cost a little money. I'm not sure about what they're doing.
You
to
can get a vaginal lip. Rejuvenation.
Oh.
Shout out to those. I'm not mad at that.
That's some new shit that I'm not on. Mm-hmm. Women are her.
Yeah, I actually seen that on Instagram. They show
women
a video of
tricking the streets right now.
Mm-hmm. Vaginal
get
plasty
those walls
or something
back
like
tightened up.
It's
like some kind of laser
thing,
type
or
thing.
Like
it's a laser or something. Yeah,
they're lasering vaginas to get them.
Yeah,
tighter.
To tighten the muscles back.
Shout
up.
Out to Dr. Wow. Miami.
But here, Greg, there's things, Jack. There's things that you can do
to the third power,
Jack Tripper. Here's the thing: women who have had children, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. That's useful. Doesn't mean they've had 50 bodies or something like that, mm-hmm. but, you know, they can still rejuvenate their vag that way.
That's really? Facts. I've been witness to that.
So they ain't just taking baths and vinegar? And,
no, it goes right okay. back. And actually, you know, because I didn't wait my six weeks, you know, so.
Oh, you said you did not wait your 6 weeks?
It was still good as new.
Oh,
shout out to the baby moms.
Shout out to the baby moms. You did not wait those 6 weeks, huh?
No, not at all. Probably
okay.
one, maybe.
Okay. All right. Shout out to a young brother who didn't want to wait either. All right. But you know what? I'm going to tell you what. Again, I want to get to this porn thing because I want to get to the meat and potatoes of what I'm talking about. And it's because I feel like a lot of people watch porn. A lot of people are into porn. A lot of people are in porn. But if you're going to talk about 50 bodies, man, you got to talk about people who look up to these people as well, dog. Like, you know, it's girls who look up to strippers, and it's girls who look up to, you know.
Hey, low key,
it was girls who looked
up I wanted to be a porn star at one point.
I mean, what guy didn't? You know what I mean?
No, like, I really wanted to. Like, it wasn't just like, man, because he just seemed like a good job.
I mean, it does seem like a good job when you're a woman, okay? Because if I feel like they would probably get paid the most because men are coming to see them. It's never going to be a porno where you want to just see the shot of this man's ass unless you're just into that type of shit, I guess. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
Which is, it's just a lane for that.
It's
that ain't the
lane
that we into definitely. Right now.
But it wouldn't
you know,
be the most popular lane is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I you know the most the most popular lane. Well, I don't know the most popular lane, actually. It's probably changed now. I'm personally into black lesbian porn. Okay. I like just to see girls, no toys, shit like that. You know what I mean?
I'm not into the lesbian porn, man.
What are you into? Granny porn?
I think no, I just like before. Regular porn.
What is regular?
I like POV. If I'm being
what's
honest.
That
POV?
Point of view.
Point of view.
Like you just
so there's a camera. I guess that kind of makes sense. Their body.
Kind of puts you in the seat of the cameraman. Yeah. Oh. Like
that's my favorite.
You're actually there, but not there. Okay. I guess that would be.
I like amateur too because it's more realistic.
My homeboy likes a lot of amateur, man.
Because it's like just regular couples or something.
He told me that he likes for it to.
There's no cheesy storyline or whatever to it.
I don't like storylines either.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of.
I also don't like poor production.
I hate. Why don't. We don't want to hear you act. I don't want to watch 10 minutes of you acting when it's horrible, first of all. You're giving us those Master P lines.
I mean, but the production is so good, though, sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? The production is so good, though, sometimes. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, if you got good production, you got good camera shots, you can't go wrong.
I'll show you to my room.
You can get three cameras. With amateur porn, there's one cell phone camera angle.
I love
sucks,
that.
Bro.
It's realistic. It's like when you record something, it's like it's a realistic feel to it.
Hmm. You may or may not be right, Tommy. And we'll talk about that on the next episode of 50 Bodies. Hey, shout out to everybody who was a part of this episode, man. Lola, thank you for coming in and rocking with us on today for 50 Bodies and giving
you're
us
welcome, Jack.
Female perspective. Tommy. Me, I'm Jack Tripper.
And again, I want to stress this. We are not judging anybody.
No judges, man. We don't even like the police.
I don't care how many bodies anybody has. I don't think everyone has 50 bodies.
I do.
Oh my God.
And the thing is,
I do
you
not.
Still get the same type of respect no matter how many bodies you have.
That's important.
Out. And I don't care. I don't walk up to you and say, do you have 50 bodies? And this show was not named 50 bodies because of that. That's where it originated from. We named it 50 bodies because it just sounded dope.
100%. And if you got through this whole podcast, you're going to know that. If not,
fuck yeah.
And this is the Shit Talking Scholars.
Shit Talk Scholars. Next episode, episode two.
Jack the Tripper and Tommy.
We're going to have actually a young lady from another podcast.
Two young ladies
from another podcast.
Very.
They're also going to give us their eloquent opinion on the shit talk that we're talking about. So, you know.
And you'll be able to meet them. Two very, intelligent, ambitious
young women. All we want is intelligent women because if you're ignorant, then you really won't have shit to put in on this conversation.
We'll get it,
you have to have an open mind because that's what we're all about, free thinking. But until next time, we're gonna go ahead and sign off up out of here. Jack Tripper to the third power.
All right, this is Tommy.
My man Tommy. We out 50 bodies.